When two Utah mink farms began experiencing unusually high mortality rates among their minks, animal samples were sent to the Veterinary Diagnostics Lab in Logan, Utah. Dr. Dean Taylor, Utah Department of Agriculture and Food state veterinarian, says, after performing necropsies on the animals, it seemed likely the animals could have had SARS-CoV-2 virus, so tissues were sent to the Washington Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab.
For that to be a positive diagnosis in the country, that has to be confirmed through the National Veterinary Services Laboratory, and they report that out to the World Health Organization. But nothing, an emerging disease like that or a foreign animal disease, they are not considered a confirmed positive until they do the testing themselves.
Symptoms for the SARS-CoV-2 virus can vary in animals, but Dr. Taylor says they're similar to symptoms a human may experience with COVID-19. Mink won't always appear ill, he says. Often an increased death rate among the animals will be the only sign.
Anybody that is not required on the premise for a means of caring for these mink and making sure that they're cared for and their well-being is met is not allowed on the farm, and those that do go on the farm are using biosecurity measures to prevent the spread of that as much as possible, much like we do on any other of our livestock industries.
More research is being done on where these animals picked up the disease and the transmission of it. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.